It's been three in a row. Three weekends, three parables addressed to the same group of people, the chief priest and the elders. Leaders, clergy types, a trilogy of encounters between Jesus and those in religious leadership. They didn't change their minds and do the Father's will, so tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before them. They rejected the Father's Son, disregarding the stone that would become the cornerstone. So the kingdom of God will be taken away from them. They didn't accept, or they ignored the invitation to the Son's wedding feast. So others will be invited instead. While you might take some delight in our Lord's honest confrontation with the chief priests and elders and exclude yourself from the group, that would probably be unwise. But do I need to pay particular attention? You bet. While I'm not a chief priest, the bishop is, I am a priest. And at the age of 64, I qualify to be an elder as well. I participated briefly at a clergy conference with the priest of the Diocese of Harrisburg this week. And this coming week, I'll be attending our own diocesan clergy conference. Doing the Father's will, accepting the Father's Son, participating at the wedding feast of the Lamb, are to be essential characteristics of our lives as priests and elders. The need for repentance and mercy, accepting Jesus the Rock as Lord and Savior, and being nourished at the Feast of the Lamb by word and sacrament, are absolutely required if we priests are to enter the kingdom of God. But Jesus wants you to enter the kingdom of God too. At the wedding banquet hall of the great King's Son, there are plenty of tables and plenty of chairs. Even the good and the bad are invited to the feast in today's parable. Whoever is ultimately found, whoever wants to attend is welcome. Are we excited to get an invitation? Are we willing to accept the invitation? In this morning's gospel story, some folks just say no right off the bat. Others make excuses. Many Catholics reject most invitations to attend the Lord's Eucharistic feast. Many Catholics reject most invitations to deepen and improve our relationship with Christ. Some just say no. Others have excuses. Our communion with Christ at table provides the grace we need to live in all kinds of different circumstances. And most of us are old enough to have experienced all kinds of different circumstances. The Holy Spirit can teach us how to live with gratitude during times of abundance. And the Holy Spirit can teach us how to live with trust during our times of need. The Holy Spirit can teach us how to live with strength at those times in our life when we are distressed. And most of us have had our distressing experiences. What a powerful statement from the pen of St. Paul. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. God will supply whatever we need. You see, the invitations we receive and the invitations we accept help to describe who we are as a person. Our relationships, our priorities, our character, our preferences, and our commitments. We gather to worship a God who desires the pleasure of our company, and we've accepted the invitation to be here. at his table, at that table. A feast of rich food will be prepared for us, the body and blood of Christ. And our encounter, our feasting with him this morning, is a pledge and a promise of entering an eternal banquet hall.